Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I wanted to come on and talk about academic marketing 101, because we got to start somewhere. Where to begin? Again, academic marketing 101. I could even say the one thing we never really learned about in grad school that we should have learned about, that we couldn't have learned about, yet the future would let us know that we needed to learn about. So again, I wanted to move a new conversation in a whole other way, academic marketing 101. And today, I want to start simple. We got to go with basics. Where do we begin? Where do you start? Don't make it hard. Don't make it too hard, I should say. That's the first thing to keep in mind. Because with marketing, it can be fun when you begin to see the world and the spirals and so much more, and how marketing is always happening around you, to you, and then now where do you fit in that? So where to begin is to really think about the who, what, when, where, and how. That's actually the plain and simple. But to be more precise, because those who know me, I like the tangibles. Come on, tell me exactly what are the action items that we can do to begin to not only move the conversation, but to begin to understand academic marketing. And right now, again, I'm talking to all those who see themselves as intellectuals, academics, and those who perhaps see the value in sharing your work with more than yourself and maybe your friends from grad school or your colleagues, but really with the world beyond and however that you imagine that. So the first thing is there are five central questions, maybe five to six. The five questions that you really should think about. The first place to start is the who. Who is your audience? What are you marketing? Again, we could flip it. It didn't even matter. One comes for the first. You could say, what are you marketing? And then who is your audience? But again, you're already starting to see the pattern. The who, what, when, where, and how. These are the central questions that you should begin with early on. Again, who is your audience? What are you marketing? The next question. Now, some of you may push back when I say this. Why are you marketing? And where do you want this marketing to help your life, your career, to skyrocket? So, again, the who, what, and maybe the why and where. But then the next question, and I know that this will add to the pile, but how are you willing to show up for the marketing? Because, sure, you can pay somebody else, but you also need to know where the platforms to find people, got to have the budget, all of that. But for yourself, where can you begin? And we're still at the question. Again, who's your audience? What are you marketing? Why are you marketing? Where do you want what you're marketing to help skyrocket in your career? How are you willing to show up for what it is that you're marketing? And then here's another big one that we're never really you have to find it on your pathway. But when the time comes, are you willing to be bold? And in the same vein, when the time comes, will sustainability matter for you? That means 5 years from now, are you willing to do a little bit of marketing about this same thing or many other products that you have that you want to share? It's going to be one time only. Oh, you know. Put it out there and they'll come. All right, good luck with that. So, again, the big thing is we got to start with the questions. Where to begin with academic marketing? It is asking questions of yourself. What is it? Is it a book? Is it an article? Who's your audience? Of course we'll say, well, you know, I want the world. Okay, well, who's the world? So this is more about academics, right? Perhaps, maybe even the public world. So, again, who's your audience? Come on, we want to include mom and maybe grandmom, but also, you know, we want other people across the world. So think about your audience. What are you marketing? And when I say why are you marketing, that means why at this time? If it's an article, why is it good for you to get this out under the eyeballs of other scholars or other people? Why? Only you can answer that. But that is important for us to think about, because when we're really forced with that question of why or why now, then it can help us address the next question. Where can what you're doing now help to skyrocket where you want to go? So you got to be clear about, do you want the world to see it so that way you can conversations around your book, or like what is it that you want to move in that needle of marketing? And again, thinking about your career, how do you want those things to skyrocket? The next thing, again, the question that I was asking that people want to think about is how willing are you to show up for what it is that you're putting out? That means whether somebody you're paying somebody or you're marketing yourself, you got to think about what is that going to look like once a week, once a month, once a year. You know you best, and you, of course, make your pockets best. The next thing is thinking about the boldness as well as the sustainability. So now I will get to the action items, and that is really in all of this is, again, you start with the questions, those central questions of who, what, when, where, and how, but then it is about the action items. What can I do? So the first thing fundamentally is about research, 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 research. It is. Whatever research can look like for you, maybe that is Google, maybe that is Google Scholar, maybe that is subscribing to books about marketing, maybe that is just even searching a hashtag. Again, that is even a beginning can know what's out there so you can know what the product that you're doing, again, a book or an article, and who you're trying to get it to. So that's sort of some beginnings, but then we also, if I were to say, start with the search engines. Are we talking about Google, or are we also talking about Google Scholar? Both have separate search engines, or maybe you could do Bing, or maybe you could do Yahoo. The whole thing is search engines. That is where you should begin, because obviously, logically, that's where everyone seems to think that that's the only places that we can go. But I am actually encouraging you to start there. Keep it basic. Again, start with those search engines. Again, I really mean it when I say you can do a hashtag search. And when I'm saying that, that can be any platform that you use, any app, but really follow the hashtag and then you can get at where have the conversations been, from Pinterest to Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. I don't know about Snapchat, but perhaps. Again, we know that for some apps and some platforms, things are there forever, and then others that they can disappear. So again, we want to go through search engines. The first real predominant action item is to search, research. Google Scholar, and also the hashtag search. Again, the other thing I was saying was to subdue authors that generally talk about marketing, because there's academic marketing, but then there's also general marketing. So you want to maybe perhaps follow some people who are leading the conversation about marketing and also looking at marketing books. The next thing is, and again, that's pretty logical. And if you haven't by now, you should. Why not? Go find some book blogs. Go, I mean, not just book blogs, but go and look at marketing blogs. The next thing is really thinking about the platform, the accessibility, the audience. Is this online? Is this offline, wherever your audience that you're trying to do? Meaning, are you just trying to put some flyers up under somebody's windshield? I think we're beyond those days. But now we got to think, if a lot of people still are tending to be at home, how do you get like 2 seconds of their attention online? Is that audio? Eyeballs or earballs, however that it is, but the whole thing is we want to think about both audio, written, and also just the casual video or the casual meme. There's various things that you can do. You could take a quote of something, maybe from your book, that you can drive that quote on Instagram. There's a multitude of things that can happen, but you want to look at what is being utilized right now. What are the tools that can help you to begin to really put it on autopilot? That is the ultimate key in all of it. But again, I encourage you to move the audio needle. That means think about, go explore, what are the platforms you're interested in, what are the ones that you would show up for, and what are the ones that other people are interested in that maybe you're open to, again, moving these conversations in a variety of ways. I also encourage all those academics out there to look up Let's see, there is Women in Academia, Women in Higher Education. There's like a whole other listing of books and articles of interest that have come out, as well as through Journal of Blacks in Higher Education. So again, you want to find these listservs where there are compilations of all the recent books that have come out and perhaps all the articles. So again, if we're just thinking on a very basic, almost very basic academic level, article or book, you again want to think about your audience. How are you really wanting to get that out there? Do you really just want your department to see it? Do you want your university? Or, hey, would you like somebody in Japan or somebody in Australia to actually know about it? Then we got to do the research to look at what is out there. Where's the conversation on a lot of this stuff? The next thing I encourage you to do is to do research on, look it up on Amazon, because that's going to be the number one place. If someone hears that you have a book, or, well, yeah, more than an article, but if you have a book, then they're going to say, oh, is it on Amazon? So what you want to do is go start looking at the reviews that are out there of books that you know, books that you love, hey, even books that you could do without. Whole thing is you want to get familiar with Amazon reviews are a source of traffic and attention for people. You also want to go and check out Goodreads. I didn't really realize that yours truly had quite the following on Goodreads. Wow, that's amazing. But you got to go do the research. I hadn't done that part of it, but now knowing what I would have told my younger self, I would have done that. So I'm telling you now, and now you can't unknow. Again, go and look at Amazon reviews. Go and look at Goodreads. The other thing that I encourage is while you're doing research, and whether you already have something that's out there that now you're trying to figure out how to market, or if you're preparing yourself to, the algorithms, you're going to hear about that, all the rankings. Oh, it matters for a moment, but it could be addictive, but it also can be distracting. It could be useless. I don't care about the algorithms. It's nice, but it is about what are the conversations that I moved or attempted to move with this book or this article that I hope people are still talking about and reading years and decades and centuries later. And that's how you want to think about all this, because through marketing, you're helping to ensure a legacy of conversation around what it is that you have given to the future and all the ways that academics are putting the time in and really trying to give to the world in useful ways. So again, the next level, because the where to begin is very layered, and you heard the series of questions, and now you've heard a series of what I would say are the research action items. And then I will add sort of as a continued conversation on action items, because there's going to definitely be more to come. I could do this in my sleep. I love it. It's fun. It's easy when you make it easy. And the other thing is, again, knowing where can I do this and how can I do this either for free or easy or cheap. So, again, my goal is to really introduce new conversations around that. And that's why Academic Marketing 101, boom. Let's start with where to begin. So let's say you do have a book or the book is about to come out. First thing that I would say is create the hashtag, if you haven't already, of your title. Now I'm going to speak specifically to authors in a moment of books, but I'm sure there's a way out there with articles, and we'll get to that in the future. But when we're thinking about books, then this is your opportunity. If you have a title, if the book is already out, even if it came out 20 years ago, go create the hashtag. And all you have to do is, even if you just did hashtag Slavery at Sea, if you use that hashtag, you will see that I have used it for many years. I used it before the book ever came out. I have basically made it accessible that people know yours truly, the one and only Shawande Mustakeem, has been moving this conversation with my book, hashtag Slavery at Sea. So use your book title, put it in a hashtag, and eventually, this is what we want, the more you use it, then other people will come to want to use it back with you. So use your book title in a hashtag, and you will begin to see the future of a legacy that then your students or other people could begin to follow. And I also would encourage you to follow it from time to time. So the next thing, again, these like layered action items, we've moved beyond research for a moment, and now we're getting into tangible action items for this whole future of academic marketing. The next thing is, if you want to have an example, I have an ongoing Facebook book page for Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage that you can go check out. Now, I'm not committed to it every day, every week, every month. It's sort of, I may go drop some highlights here and there. It's a placeholder for whenever I feel like moving on to that platform. Again, you got to think about what platforms that there are, again, that are out there, but also where and how you're willing to show up, because we need it to be easy. Okay. Kids love pictures. Adults love pictures. So use Instagram, but also use your book, whatever that cover image is. You want to get eyeballs on that. So use Instagram in all the creative ways. Obviously, use the hashtags, use the tags. That I can't say enough about how important it is with the image, because the image then will help market it even more. Because fortunately, I was able to have a title and have a cover that made people want to see and understand more. So you want to market your own creative genius that is out there. So again, I've suggested that you create a hashtag. Also consider a Facebook book page. Consider whatever visuals that you can use on Instagram, and then also Twitter. You want to go and look up who's out there. How's the conversation looking? So let's say if you are a historian, well, there's hashtag Twitter historians or Twitter historians. There's hashtag academic Twitter, hashtag academic chatter, academic all kinds of things that you could connect with. And if you also want to see, I'm on Twitter at So Moustakim. Again, the one and only Dr. Shawande Moustakim. So again, there's a variety. You got to think about your platform and you got to know what you use. Because then there's another platform. I would say medium.com. You can find me on there from time to time. I blog, but I'll be getting back to more of it. And that actually is going to be another conversation that we can have that I actually want you to do. I want you to consider there are the images. As an academic, you can also move the needle through blogging. Don't let your words go to waste. It is about what do you have time for, and then perhaps then maybe you need to think about, and we'll talk about this more in the future, an editorial calendar where you then begin to decide and understand, like plot out your future for the entire year. Now, the other part of that, though, you also have to plot out your energy. Where and how are you really going to be excited? Where and how are you going to be like, I am not in the mood? That's where autopilot is going to come in a lot of ways. And autopilot will come in a variety of versions that will come over time. Now, the last bit of advice that I will encourage that is research, but also saying use what you have, but also go look at what are the new top apps that are out there that are about marketing or perhaps any podcasts. Because, again, the more research you know, then you can begin to understand the basics that you then can put on autopilot. So I'll be continuing this whole conversation on Academic Marketing 101, really getting us to the ABCs of autopilot, but you want it to be fun and easy. So I guess sort of the outro homework, if that really was a special thing, if our advisors had ever given us homework, then Academic Marketing, within the academic marketing world, then I would say you want to go and look at now not just the presses and the spine, as I typically encourage people as they're thinking about what presses are the standout, but then you want to now, I encourage you to really go look at what covers stand out that you still think about years later if, say, you're trying to figure out a cover and you're working with a press on that, because eventually you're going to have to market that. And that is going to be connected with you for the rest of your life. So don't you want to be excited about what you're marketing? So we want to be intentional in all of it, in the marketing, in the product, in the audience, and then also the longevity, the legacy, and then the vital conversations that you're really trying to encourage and also ensure that can happen by daring to say, hey, I wrote this book, bloop, bloop, bloop. I did this article. Hey, you should read it. Read all about it. Whatever that can look like. It's about having fun with it. And there's so much more technology that is so basic and then others that are so much more advanced, but we have to start somewhere. So again, why not start with Academic Marketing 101 with yours truly, Dr. Shawande Moustakim. The whole thing is no need to really get lost in the complexity of it. It's really not that hard. Now it's about looking at the world with a whole new set of eyes about how can I be inspired, and more importantly, how do I give to the world that which I have been giving all of my energy, my attention, and what I had hoped will begin to transform conversations. So again, by marketing, you're beginning to allow, and not even allow, but you're holding space for other people to find you. And then the opportunities will be incredible beyond belief, because then you'll get to just meet like the coolest people and have really meaningful conversations that can be both within as well as well beyond academia. So again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. I wanted to come on and really move the needle, because we should have already moved the needle, and now I'm moving it. Yes, I am. So we can think about academic marketing 101. This is what we should have learned about, and now it is about the learning and how we begin to see the value of our words, our brain, and what we've been working on forever. So, again, I'm just moving the needle for you to see the value and how easy it can be. So if you want to know more about me, you can check out my website, www.drmustakeem.com, shawandemustakeem.com, whatever. It all goes to the same place, because I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. And, again, this is the first of what will be a growing conversation on Academic Marketing 101. But where we started today was what? Academic Marketing 101, where to begin. So, all right, again, look for me in the future to move this conversation as much as I can, as time is allowing me to, but I just wanted to come on and empower us with a few nuggets, but most of all, action items on where to begin with academic marketing. The time is now. You could have been doing it yesterday, but don't get upset, because tomorrow is your opportunity to begin to let the world know what you have been doing. You are amazing, and show your amazingness in very creative ways. All right now, I'll talk to you soon, and I will empower you soon. All right now, bye-bye.